Well, he's back from a Caribbean cruise and now ready to talk about what's good in football this weekend. Danny Harnon from Fox 8 Sports is with me. So what are you watching tonight, Danny?
Our Fox 8 frenzy game of the night is Mount Tabor against Parkland. Oh, Mount Tabor, Parkland's going to be a good one. Tabor is, may have one of the best defenses around. And when you play good defense, you can hang with anybody. Mm-hmm. So we'll see what happens. An interesting coaching matchup. Parkland head coach Lamar Marshall used to coach at Tabor, and now the head coach Tyshawn Brown at Tabor. Those guys are like really, really good friends. So I wonder if they've talked much this week, but they're going at each other tonight. It's going to be exciting. Davie County at East Forsyth is another big one. Reagan at West Forsyth, and undefeated Randleman hosting 8-1 Eastern Randolph. That should be a super one as well. So we have three undefeated local teams left. It's Randleman, Oak Grove, and East Surrey. That's amazing. We're talking week 11. We have still have three undefeated teams left.
All right. Sounds like a lot of good games to watch tonight. Now, we can watch all the highlights from these games tonight on the Fox 8 Football Frenzy. What time's that?
11 o'clock.
11.
And we have highlights of 17 games. And just a programming note, Kevin Conley has a night off. I will be doing all 17 games myself. So I'm going to, we'll see how that turns out.
Yeah, let me pour you some coffee. I'll give you an extra shot
of
espresso.
You want to co-host with me? That'd
I would
great.
Love
Danny
to.
And Tammy.
That would be awesome. I don't know if your viewers would love that, but that would be fun.
yeah.
So let's talk about then some college football.
Yeah. How about NC State at Wake Forest? Wake Forest 6-1 on the season so far. NC State still doing that win at home, lose on the road deal.
That's what Wake's hoping anyway.
Yeah, I know. So we'll see how that turns out. And a big one, Virginia at North Carolina. Both teams are 3-2 in the ACC, actually tied for first in the Coastal. So whoever wins that game could end up being the winner of that bottom half of the ACC. So we'll see. And also, Winston-Salem State, they have homecoming against Shaw. And their head coach, Robert Massey, talked this week about, he told his players, hey, guys, I know it's homecoming, but you're already home. See, all these other people that are coming, so focus on the game. Don't worry about all this fun stuff until after the game. So we'll see how if they can avoid those distractions. It's tough as a college coach during homecoming week. It's like, guys, we got a football game to play, you know?
Yeah, there's so much going on. And they just had some exciting news at Winston-Salem State about their band. It was ranked number one in the nation on that ESPN poll. So that's pretty exciting for them, too. Give some props to the band.
They are so good. When you go to their games, sometimes you, like, ignore the action down on the field for a while, and you just listen and watch the band, and it's pretty good.
So talking about the Panthers, my understanding is Cam is out again this week. Is that right?
That is true. They're going to wait another week. They play Tennessee. Tennessee is not very good, but it's a game that the Panthers should win. They better win. They're 4-3 right now. That'd make them 5-3. And then maybe the following week against Green Bay, we could see Mr. Cam Newton make his return. We'll see. It's interesting how the conversation has changed. I mean, when Kyle Allen was doing great and winning and not throwing any interceptions, it's like, oh, Cam Newton, who? You know, we're standing with Kyle. And then Kyle Allen just had a horrible game. And then people go, oh, well, maybe he's not our future quarterback.
It's amazing what desperation will do to a fan, right?
Yes, I know. So they're hoping Cam is 100% healthy when he comes back. So we'll see. That's going to be an interesting decision. And what, you know, what an exciting thing. NFL has already moved that Green Bay Carolina game to the national 4:25 kickoff. So Brett, you know, that's going to be pretty exciting. Aaron Rodgers against Cam Newton possibly. That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not even going to say who I'll be cheering for.
Yeah, but they just need to, you know, that San Francisco game, they need to just burn that videotape and not watch it and go, you know, that was just a bad deal. Offense and defense, it was just a disaster. So let's just move on, I think.
Sounds like a plan. Well, Danny, as always, thank you so much for your time. And let's do it again next week, okay?
Okay. We'll see you then.